Ahoj, moji milí studenti, vítám vás u dalšího videa, ve kterém budete mít možnost si procvičit minulé tvary sloves, a to jak pravidelných, tak i nepravidelných. A nejen to, slovesa se budu snažit zakomponovat do užitečných vět nebo vazeb, tak abyste si je procvičili a nenásilným způsobem dostali do krve. Krátce vám vysvětlím, co bude váš úkol. Já vám nejprve řeknu zápornou větu v minulém čase, třeba Jen didn't write the message. Jen nenapsala tu zprávu. Vy ji po mně zopakujete. Také řeknete Jen didn't write the message. Ale pak vytvoříte větu o Mikeovi a už to nebude věta záporná, ale kladná. Že Mike napsal tu zprávu. Zkuste. Mike wrote the message. Takže ještě jednou, já řeknu Jen didn't write the message a vaše reakce bude Jen didn't write the message. Mike wrote the message. Ono vlastně v reálné situaci by úplně klidně stačilo říct Jen didn't write the message. Mike did. Že Jen nenapsala tu zprávu, ale Mike jo. No ale potom byste se neprocvičili minulý tvar slovesa write a to nechceme a proto použijete pěkně celou větu. Připravení? Jdeme na to. Jen didn't see him at the party. A jestli jste řekli Jen didn't see him at the party, Mike saw him at the party. Gratuluju, řekli jste to správně. A jdeme na další. Jen didn't want to go there. A správná odpověď měla znít. Jen didn't want to go there. Mike wanted to go there. Jen didn't spend the whole afternoon shopping. Jen didn't spend the whole afternoon shopping. Mike spent the whole afternoon shopping. Jen didn't pay for the drink. Jen didn't pay for the drink. Mike paid for the drink. Jen didn't forget to do it. Jen didn't forget to do it. Mike forgot to do it. Jen didn't get up early. Jen didn't get up early. Mike got up early. A teď dáme malou obměnu. Jen didn't have to get up early. Jen didn't have to get up early. Mike had to get up early. Jen did not go to London. Jen didn't go to London. Mike went to London. Jen didn't decide to go to London. Jen didn't decide to go to London. Mike decided to go to London. Jen didn't need their advice. Jen didn't need their advice. Mike needed their advice. Jen didn't buy it. Jen didn't buy it. Mike bought it. Jen didn't promise to buy it. Jen didn't promise to buy it. Mike promised to buy it. Jen did not speak English. Jen didn't speak English. Mike spoke English. Jen did not choose to speak English. Jen didn't choose to speak English. Mike chose to speak English. Jen didn't understand what they were saying. Jen didn't understand what they were saying. Mike understood what they were saying. Jen didn't enjoy the movie. Jen didn't enjoy the movie. Mike enjoyed the movie. Jen didn't leave her bags there. Jen didn't leave her bags there. Mike left his bags there. Jen didn't wake the children up. Jen didn't wake the children up. Mike woke the children up. Jen didn't learn it. Jen didn't learn it. Mike learned it. Jen didn't try to learn it. Jen didn't try to learn it. Mike tried to learn it. Jen didn't wash her hands. Jen didn't wash her hands. Mike washed his hands. Jen didn't tell the children to wash their hands. Jen didn't tell the children to wash their hands. Mike told the children to wash their hands. Jen didn't lose the game. Jen didn't lose the game. Mike lost the game. Jen didn't complain about the weather. Jen didn't complain about the weather. Mike complained about the weather. Jen didn't apologize for the delay. Jen didn't apologize for the delay. Mike apologized for the delay. Jen didn't say she was sorry. Jen didn't say she was sorry. Mike said he was sorry. Jen didn't put the money into the pocket. Jen didn't put the money into the pocket. Mike put the money into the pocket. Jen didn't hurt herself. Jen didn't hurt herself. Mike hurt himself. Jen wasn't happy to be there. Jen wasn't happy to be there. Mike was happy to be there. A poslední věta. Jen wasn't glad to see Paul. Jen wasn't glad to see Paul. Mike was glad to see Paul. A tak jsme se prokousali ke konci. Nezapomeňte, že naším společným cílem je, abyste angličtinu dostali do krve, aby vám mluvení připadalo přirozené, abyste nemuseli komplikovaně lepit slovíčko ke slovíčku, ale aby z vás věta vyklouzla jako po másle. A doufám, že dnešní cvičení vám k tomu zase maličko pomohlo. A jestli jo, dejte mě palec nahoru nebo mě to napište do komentářů. A tak mě dáte najevo, že mám zase někdy připravit cvičení podobného typu.